listening to?
To another episode of Mad Chatter.
Oh no.
Hey, hey, we're back.
Hi.
Sorry, I mixed it up.
Hey, gang, long time no speaky speak. Maddie Proud.
Missed you guys, and apologies in advance if my Wi-Fi sucks. And I've also got a washing machine that sounds like what Maddie Turner's background is that we're launching to go to space happening in the background. So there could be chaos from my end today, but that's okay. There also could be labor. There could be a baby that comes during the podcast. How good would that be? I've watched all these TikToks where it's like someone doing their like labor prep like video, and then all of a sudden they're like water breaks, and it's so entertaining. And I'm like, I hope that happens to me, where I'm like doing some sort of video, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, something's happened.
So I hope you're mid TikTok.
Yeah,
I hope you're mid bounce on the ball. So
yeah, you bounce one too hard on that ball.
Content.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, my ball is my favorite place at the moment.
Well, if you guys didn't catch on from that, Maddie Proud is still pregnant. Baby, what, 2 weeks away now, like, technically?
Yes, well, yeah, due the 23rd of May, so very, very, very soon, which is crazy. And just, like, crazy because I feel like you hear all these people that are like, oh, my God, like, I went early and this and this and this. And then you have people that are like, oh, no, you're first. You always go late. And, like, I asked my midwife and she's like, oh, yeah, we'd maybe, like, you know, you'll probably go late because it's your first and, like, we would let you go, like, 12 days over or something. I'm like, wait, so it could be 2 weeks or it could still be another month? Like, it's so weird, the thought of, like, it could be here today, it could be here in a month. Like, there's no in-between. There is in-between,
like,
obviously.
This is, like, a little bit of your worst nightmare.
It is, 100%. Like, I've got no patience and obviously I'm still wanting to just, like, do normal things and live life. But you're also like, well, wait, what if this baby comes? Like, am I fully prepared? I don't know.
It seems you're fully prepared on the clothing front.
Clothing front, yes. I've been, like, yeah, given lots of stuff and then brought a lot of over with me and have done a bit of shopping since being here. There's still, like, a few random things that I feel like I need, but I also feel like we live in a, you know, place where you can go to the shops, which is what I keep reminding myself. But it's just a bit of a logistical nightmare having a child. Like, there's so many things trying to work it out. I mean,
you haven't even got one. You can't say that.
Like, no, don't
recommend. I mean a logistical nightmare in terms of trying to plan for a child. Like, at the moment, especially with, like, Daniel's cricket, it's been, he's like, doesn't want to go to the next game, but then I'm like, but if you stay, I'll feel bad the whole time. And then my parents are coming back over, and then I'm like, so we could go from having no one here to having everyone here and no baby. I'm just like, this is too hard to try and plan for.
Actually, speaking on that, how are the parentals settling in?
So they're good. Actually, they're not here right now. So they flew over. They came. I picked them up. We went to Nottingham. Like, Daniel was playing an away game there. We stayed there for, like, 4 days or whatever. Came back here for about 2 or 3 days. And then they're doing, like, 2 weeks of traveling. They're currently in Italy. And then I think going to France, like, tomorrow. And then, yeah, the plan is for them to come back, like, the day that Daniel's then meant to go to this away game. But now Daniel's kind of like, I don't know what to do because it's so close. And, like, what if something happens? So anyway, they're definitely going back in, like, yeah, a week, and then we'll go from there.
Is your mum conclaving it? Like, what's going on? Is she at the Vatican?
Geez, no. I did say to her, I said, you should go. But she's in, like, they're in Calabria or something instead. Oh, so she was happy.
They're,
to
like, they're living it up.
They've gone to, like, the crazy, like, they're very much, like, love going just to places, like, off the beaten track. They said they're, like, the only tourists in this little town they're in right now, like, to the point where they walk down the street and, like, everyone stares at them. There's not even, like, a restaurant in this town because it's, like, so they get, like, invited into, like, the locals' places, like, for dinner and that. Like, I think if they drive, like, 10, 15 minutes, like, they get to places where there's, like, civilization. But they just love it. They're staying in, like, this amazing place that was, like, cheap as anything, but it's got, like, 3 levels and balconies overlooking churches and mountains and oceans and that. So
that's so cool.
I know they're very excited. And then, yeah, they'll be nearby, obviously, if something happens, but then they'll be here from at least the week before. My due date.
Crazy.
We don't know when this baby's going to come.
New pope, new grandchild, big things happening in your mum's world.
Honestly, I don't know how she's keeping up. Too much happening. Is that, I saw something, is that the, when's the day, is it today that they've announced it, or are they?
They've started.
Yeah, but they haven't actually got to that. I don't know, I just got sent something. I think it was from Sophie Fawns, I think. No, it was a U-turn. Someone sent me the thing and it was like all of the red with the white in the middle. Yeah. And it was like a meme cutting to the tribe right now.
There's some very good memes coming out of this, and I don't think that's what they, like, aimed for, good. But it's, I'm enjoying it. Yeah. It's putting the conclave on the map.
Any publicity is good publicity, they say. Exactly. I've never heard that word said more in my life, conclave.
Well, the movie, obviously, last year is not helping the situation, but...
Hello. Sorry, I got distracted. I can hear Sophie.
Yeah, someone's yelling in your house. How are you, Turner? What's going on?
I'm good. Sorry. Like, this is not a good podcast setup, but that's okay. We're working with it. What was the question? Sorry.
What's going on in your world? Just an undefeated team right now. What, you know?
Let's go. Yeah. 4 from 4. Yay.
Woo-hoo.
Winning is fun.
Winners win.
Like singing our team song, also fun. We've got a bit of addition. Did I tell you about the addition, Prouty?
Well, Danny May sent it to me, and she sent it to me after your first game. But the one thing that I was really upset about in that video was that there were like 3 people having to read the lyrics off of a piece of paper. And I was like, guys, you should have been rehearsing this prior to the game. You should be prepared to win. I mean, I must admit, since then, the improvement has been dramatic. But I wasn't happy with that. But I did love the bit at the end. I think, yeah, Danny said that she brought it in, didn't she? It's so good.
What is it?
To be fair, the first game was like choir books. I feel like we encouraged them to use it because we thought it was funnier.
that's fair. That's fair. I think it was just because the angle as well. They were right in the middle and it's like them reading off the books. And I'm like, come on, guys.
Now
it's the funny bit. Where they go to the a Swifty fence and no one knows that middle bit still. No. And it just kind of becomes like a blur of chaos. But it adds dramatic effect.
I need to know the addition.
Our addition at the end, it's a bit of an inside scoop because they keep cutting it off on social media because I'm like, how is it not appropriate?
It's offensive.
I'm like, it's not offensive. It's like, it's from a footy team. I don't really get it. It's Bulldogs, I think. Anyway, our team manager was like, can we please sing this part? And I'm like, bro, we've got 2 songs already. Like, the one that Prouty's made up is 2 songs long. Like, it's a marathon. But now we've added a little bit extra on the end. So at the end, we all, like, go, like, so it's, like, dead quiet.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. And then we put, like, if we win, we put the team in the bin. So it's, like, it's just to having a party. It's just to having a party. It's just to having a party. And Maddie's in the bin. Maddie's in the bin.
Oh, I love that.
But yeah, it's not the Bulldogs.
I think it's so good because I love the shh part because I feel like otherwise the song kind of just like ends and it's kind of like no one really knows when to end it or how to end it. And then it's like the shh and then everyone comes in. I feel like it's great. I love it.
Do you know why we added the shh part? It's because Danny's like, I want it really clear.
Because when she sent it to me, I was like, oh, who came up with it? Like, I was like, and she's like, me.
Yeah, she wants a copyright on it.
I love, so yeah, impressive. I think I did see the shh on social media, but I don't think I saw the rest, but I like it. It's very much like, shh to the haters.
Yeah, but it's more so we can also have the next part really clear.
Yeah.
To be honest, I was half expecting, when she originally sent it to me, I was half expecting her to have, like, got rid of one of the songs or something because everyone would have been like, oh, finally Maddie's not here. Like, we can cut this down to just one song. And I was like, no, she's done the opposite. She's added another song. I was like, this is exactly what I need. I was so happy.
That song is your legacy. We can't get rid of it.
Actually, Prouty, how did a Swifty for me come about? Was that just, like, unsolicited? You walked in and just went, hey,
So Sophie Halp and now Craig came up with the first part. Her partner Sean actually did, her husband Sean, which is like the hooah, hooah, hooah. And I think that's very like NRL sort of song or whatever. But then my brother's football team when they were growing up were like the Bulldogs and it was like a Bulldog for me, a Bulldog for me. And then I don't know, it just became, I think I sang it once to a few of us like as a joke and then we all started kind of like thinking it was funny, just the Bulldogs version of it. I don't actually even know if it's the Bulldogs AFL. Actually, Maddie, that's now funny in terms of the fact that it was like it came from Bulldogs and now it's like Bulldogs NRL. But anyway, it was just like an amateur team in Adelaide that my brothers used to sing and I used to just like think it was like a funny song. Yeah. I don't know why we just sort of started singing it and then all of a sudden it became part of the song. So I think the first bit we thought was a bit too short. And then originally I had a full, like, the, you're always a Swift. You're always
that was based off the Vixens one, though.
Oh, yes, which we've now found out is not even the same tune as what they use, but I just assumed it was.
But wait, because you already had the song, but like another song, but then did you go, I'm adding a second song? Like, or was it after?
No, it was the same time.
Yeah, they both came out to. I think we.
Did they both come out at the same time?
Or did we? Did we just have the who are we? Maybe we did just have that for a little bit.
Oh, I can't remember.
I swear you did, because Swifty for me was only, I reckon, in my last year I worked for you guys, because I was like, I have to type up these lyrics. And
I think maybe we came up with that part originally, and then I think we had one of those, like, classic, like, culture, you know, weekends.
Yeah, right, okay.
And it was sort of like, oh, like, what do we want to do? And, like, trying to get to, like, everyone in. And then I think we were kind of like, well, why don't we just add another song? But it is so funny because there is this one part that, like, yeah, like I said, like, to this day people still don't, like, it's one of those songs where we still don't know half the words.
Oh, if you look at Tegan, she just, like, opens her mouth up and down and yells because she doesn't know what the words are.
Actually, I want some inside scoop, Maddie. Who are the leaders now of the who are we?
Who would you pick?
Well, see, I thought I saw Shani doing it in the last one, but then she, because that's why I thought, but then I was like, wait, but she was one of the ones reading the lyrics originally. Ali Smith.
Mm-hmm. Massive Loud. Yep.
Sophie Fawns.
No, it's been Helen.
I was going to say.
Oh, Helen, actually, yeah, that doesn't surprise me, though. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Helen, Ali, and then Ali lost her voice a little bit. So then Shani was the one that also joined into lead.
That's what I thought, because I was like, in the last one, I was like, wow, Shani, what a turnaround. You went from reading the lyrics to being a leader. I was like, she's been doing her homework.
She's been rallying.
I was going to send her a text and be like, ignore your performances on court. Let's just talk about your singing.
No, Danny, and like Danny's gone, sorry, we're just more song chat. Sorry, guys. Like Danny wants to buy a drum for it as well. Like she's going,
oh, you should get Lebo drums.
Yeah, that's what she wants.
She's so good. So your last one, you had this sort of been in the middle.
Yeah,
the most iconic one was Against Fever, where Helen had her straightener and was clapping her straightener, and it got caught on the video. It was so funny. I reckon you guys should do a round of that, Maddie. Like after one game, everyone should bring it. Like, you know, you'd like anything but drink bottles or whatever. It should be like anything but like a drum. Everyone has to bring something to clap.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Well,
that's right. Winning is Maddie, fun.
I was going to say, we've done updating everyone else. Maddie, is anything going on in your world?
There's something happening this weekend, but I can't say it because I don't know when this will go out. But I'll talk about it next
weekend.
It's why Turner knows what it is.
Yeah.
And Proudy, I told you today briefly what it involves.
Okay.
You're very confused. There's something like really fun and cute happening this weekend, but I can't say it yet.
Oh, okay. Exciting. Okay. Yay.
Because people listen to this show and it's one person I'm worried about, so.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I've caught on. Okay, exciting. Yeah. Yay. Yeah.
Actually, in some completely random not netball news, actually it does link back to netball. So do you guys want some tea from my brother's personal life?
Oh, I do. I really do. Are you guys still friends? Are we still like?
Is this cricketer brother?
Yeah, this is Matthew Stephen Mark Bradman. Yeah, and I've name checked him. There you go. But he actually kept saying, are you going to talk about me on the pod? Being like, I want you to talk about me on the pod. So a couple weeks ago, I get a message from him and he goes, oh, for context, he's playing for the UTS netball side on like Sunday comp, thinking he's going to walk into uni games. That's a whole other story. Anyway.
Okay.
And he texts me and he goes, do you know insert name of my very good friend here? And I went, of course, let's call her Talisha. Her name's not Talisha, but I'll protect her name on the podcast. Okay. Do you know Talisha? And I was like, do I know Talisha? She's one of my best friends in the world. I'd die for this person. Yeah, I know Talisha. How dare you? And I was like, how did you not know that? And he's like, oh, okay, cool. And I was like, why? And he goes, I just played against her sister, or I'm with her sister. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, I just played her against Inetti on Sunday comp. And I was like, oh, okay. Okay, why do you ask? Yeah, like, tell me more.
Ooh.
Tell me more. Anyway, eventually I get out of him. We're getting two different stories. There's some sliding into some DMs.
Ooh.
On one part of it. Because, wait, did I say it was Talisha's sister?
Yes.
Okay, I wanted to make sure it wasn't Talisha because Talisha's in a long-term relationship.
but we're also not using Talisha's real name, I don't think
I'm very confused. I'm confusing myself.
But so anyway, Talisha's sister's name is Mary.
Yes. Mary or Matthew, one of them has slid into each other's DMs.
Do we know who made the first move?
they both claim it was the other person.
Well, but surely we can fact check this. We'll be able to see.
Yeah. I think it may have been Matthew, but I think there was a couple months prior, potentially a Hinge chat that faded. That may have been her.
So it's transferred from the Hinge to the Gram.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like this is I feel like Daniel and Maddie have had this fight.
Yes, we have so many times.
Who was it?
Anyway. Well, we still don't know. It's like you followed me, but then you messaged me, and then you know what? In our relationship, it was probably me. I had to make all the moves.
You talked first?
Daniel would still be sitting at home on his couch if I had
made some moves. So funny. Anyway, so then he starts like sending me in the next few days, like, screenshots of Snapchat, and she's now number one, and they follow each other on Instagram and this and that. And then she starts bringing up me because apparently she's got beef with me because I've unfollowed her on Instagram.
What is up with you and like blocking, you know, getting blocked by Nathan Cleary? I think you've got like someone like hacking into your Instagram account.
That was like, to be fair, one, I don't remember doing it. And two, last time I met her, she would have been like 13.
Yeah.
Like I'm significantly older than them, which they like to remind me about, apparently. Apparently I'm very old and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, what is going on? They hadn't seen each other, blah, blah, blah. The next week, he's up at Uni Games in Queensland. She's meant to be up there, but Prem League says no, but ends up flying up there to see him.
And also, we have just narrowed the suspect list because now we know that she plays Premier League netball.
To be fair, she's also asked to be on the pod, so I'm giving you the shout out, not naming you, Mary. Then they go on a date the next week. He sends her flowers the next week.
And is Matthew John David Bradman Stevens, is he like a romantic? Like, would you have expected him to send flowers?
Well, in the lead up before they went on this day, he kept texting me like, I've never been so popular with him ever. And he would text me being like, what do you think of this place? I'm going to send the flowers. I'm a romantic. I'm a cool. He was actually using some very stupid words to call himself. And I said, first of all, you got to relax. And then I believe she met my parents on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Very quickly. It wasn't an official, I think, meeting, but I think she was coming over and saying hi or something, blah, 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 blah. But he even went and watched her netball game.
Wow. True love.
So true love. It's just funny.
Mary and Matthew.
Because my friend, her sister, Talisha, and I are like, I keep saying to her, can't wait to be sister-in-laws. When do I get invited for the family functions? This could actually work out.
This is like a dream come true.
Wait. So they played against each other.
They played against each other.
Wow. Did he play poorly or good?
You ask him and he's God's gift to netball.
Did they play like directly on each other, like wing attack?
I think so. Defense? Yeah. 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 Mid-court situation. Yeah. I think so. Yeah,
he must have done some tagging or something. Got up in her grill.
So I mean, not that juicy, but also just interesting because it's where then I'm getting tea from him, and then Mary is sending tea to Talisha, and then Talisha and I are sending it to the group chat. Like
tea to Talisha. I think you should change this friend's name to Talisha. I'm liking it.
Don't know where Talisha came from, but yeah. So that's it's not happening in my life, but. That's some interesting things going on.
I think we should follow this relationship along throughout the podcast and keep our listeners informed on what's going on. Maybe we'll be able to reveal some real names soon.
It's just funny because UTS netball have really come out with some couples over the years. So there's
there. Most notably, Amy Pimenta and Chris Nicol. Would that be number one?
That would probably be number one. But there's like marriages that have come out of that too that have been. Wow.
It's like The Bachelor. It's like, how many Bachelor babies are there? Like, how many UTS netball babies are there?
We often joke that you've missed the boat if you're still single now because, that was your chance, UTS netball. There's only about three straight guys there, so it was like, well, you missed your boat.
Slim pickings.
But that's all right. That's so funny. Really what's happening with my
life. That was quality.
Just to jump back to Nettie for a second, complete change of pace. I wanted to ask if Maddie Turner could fill Maddie Proud and I in on what were we going to go through? The Remy Carmo
and the Firebird.
And the Firebird stuff, because we're a little bit behind, but we had some questions come in on the Mad Chatter page and people wanted us to just kind of touch on it. If our guide in Maddie Turner could help us out.
Such a spiritual guide. I can touch on it. I feel like Netball Australia, there was like an inquest. Is that the right word?
I think so, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. There was an inquest done, and then they did like an investigation. Netball Australia did an investigation with a third party about what Remy had like gone to them with. Like,
yeah.
I think obviously there were a few issues, and I am not privy to know. And I feel like also they've done a very good job of keeping like it hush hush as well to like what it was or like what, yeah, what the main issues were. So I feel like that was actually quite good. But yeah. And then essentially, it doesn't seem like it was done properly. Like, I feel like there was main things left out. Like, if you're not going to interview everyone, I don't know. Sounds a bit strange, but yeah, they did a statement, and then AMPA have released their own statement saying like we pretty much like stand with Remy in it. Yeah, and that we support her and that the investigation needs to be investigated. So it's just like a spiral, classic Netball. Like, I feel like he just always keeps going in circles. It's really slow, unfortunately. But I feel like it's hard. I feel like being Remy to have like said something against like a Netball Australia, an organisation who's at the top, it's like your boss sort of thing. You don't really want to say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing, because you don't know what the ramifications are. But I feel like it's pretty big for her to do that and like be like, no, like it's still not good enough. And I also like what she put out saying, like, just like a player reviews every game, like you need to review what you've done.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I actually really like that point. I thought that was quite clever.
Yeah, because she put another post and video recently, didn't she? And that's where she sort of addressed that, yeah, witnesses hadn't been interviewed. And then something came out about the fact that there was another complaint made by like another player from another team that didn't get handled well either. But that's
And
anonymous.
It pretty much, that person was like, it's too hard, which I'm like, that's really sad. So they make it so difficult, jump through hoops that you can't even like, I don't know, be heard or feel like you're being seen.
Mm.
Yeah. And I feel like sports a bit of a weird one, because you're like, I feel like we've had the same issue when we were going through all the pay saga. It's like you're the product and you're also an employee.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like it's a weird space. Like compared to other jobs, like just a bit of a weird space that you sit in. So, yeah. Again, don't know the full story, so can't comment heaps about it. But
and I saw I saw a lot of conversation on Twitter as well about like there'd been some posts from like past Firebirds players or even like current players and stuff that were kind of making digs at what had happened like last year, and it seemed like there was sort of a lot of back and forth going on between almost like the players that had left and those that were there now, because obviously the ones that are there now are kind of wanting to, in a way, probably preserve what they have, and then when new coaches come in, but then it's made it quite nasty from what I can see in all the kind of social media stuff. But I did think it was quite big that Ruby Baker-Doran, like who's now the co-captain, did comment on Remy's post being like, we're so proud of you and stuff, which obviously shows now that there is that connection between the players that are there now and ones that have been previously. So I can imagine it's a very kind of tricky situation for those that are still at the club, because they probably want to do what's right. Again, like it's their boss and it's their livelihood, but then they also want to stick up for their sort of ex-teammate and probably friend as well.
Yeah, and I feel like the issues, like the main comments and stuff, is because no one knows the full story. So I feel like people are like classic, like nosy, frustrated, want to know, trying to fish. And like if you aggravate something enough, hopefully something will happen. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's probably why I feel like
they're
people
poking
are,
the bear.
Yeah, a little bit, which I feel like to lead into another Netball drama in the England stuff. Like, I feel like Twitter's popped off about that stuff as well, trying to get a result. But I haven't seen heaps of it, but I've just saw like a little glimpse.
I don't know exactly what, I actually haven't gone back to watch everything, but the gist of what I get is that, yeah, it was a game between Leeds Rhinos and Birmingham Panthers, I think it was. And from what I can tell, there was like a super shot at the end of the game that would have sent the game, I think, into overtime or into a draw, but they only called it a one-pointer. And so it meant that the Leeds team, again, I could be totally wrong. It could have been, it's something to do with this two-point shot that did go in, that they're saying was only counted as one. And then Leeds Rhinos is who Jeeve Mentor plays for, and she's obviously been very kind of vocal in the past about things like this. I think, was she part of the Magpies team when the centre pass issue happened? Or was that part after she'd left?
I can't remember. I feel like she was there.
Yeah, so I feel like she's always been someone who's very much like, you know, she's very sort of vocal and, you know, likes to share opinions. So I kind of Twitter was like waiting for Jeeva to like post something. And then Jeeva's kind of gone like loading like official complaint and stuff. And then this obviously happened like over the weekend or whatever. And it's now what, Thursday. And I saw something, I think this morning or last night, that like the Super League still haven't put out kind of any form of statement or anything like that.
There's an investigation into it, isn't there?
Well, so I think like Leeds Rhinos have like applied to put a like an investigation in, but like I don't think any like public statement has been made by, again, yeah, it could have been that behind closed doors it's still going on and they just haven't put out a public statement, but I think people were kind of getting frustrated with that. And I think it kind of goes down to what I think we touched on it maybe an episode or two ago, just that people have been quite frustrated with the Super League this year, just with some of the coverage, the kind of, yeah, broadcasting, the commentating, like kind of just being like it was sort of promised to be this new and improved product, but it kind of feels like in some ways it's gone backwards, which is sort of disappointing because I feel like in some ways it seems like it's a lot better, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I was trying to think what happened with the Giants and Lightning game, but that was when the scoreboard was wrong.
Yeah, I think that one was more of like a technicality, wasn't it? Yeah, like which I guess this still is, but I think what they're saying about this decision is that like, well, it's a fact that the goal went in and her foot was behind the line or whatever it was. Whereas I think with that, yeah, it was like a scoreboard error. But yeah, so I'm kind of like, well, is it the same thing? Like, and that's why I've always thought that about the super shots. I'm like, it is kind of hard for an umpire. Weirdly, I'm sort of defending the umpires, but like for them to know exactly.
God,
like,
you can
like,
tell you haven't played netball for a while.
But like, well, I even remember, like, I used to try and do it as like an intimidation tactic. I'd be like, as she's shooting, I'd be like, a foot's in the line, kind of being like, it's not like a two in that. So there is like a margin of error because is on the line in, but then over the line, or can her foot be on the line? Do you know what I mean?
I think
Because on.
Until no shooters are here.
My umpiring course that I tried to do, that I Googled all the answers and still didn't get them all right. But anyway, it probably just goes back to like, yeah, is there a space for like
a volleyball system? Umpire?
Yeah, well, that's what Dylan wants, isn't that? I think it's a great idea, or like a volleyball chairs, tennis umpire chairs, because they would see so much more. Like it would actually be very smart, I think.
Yeah, save the legs.
Shave the legs. Hey, we also haven't touched on another. Oh, sorry, Maddie.
No. Yours probably more exciting. I had a rule.
No.
I had a question about a rule while we were here.
Is this for Matthew?
No. Okay, I'll do it really quickly. Prouty might be able to talk to this more than Turner, only because you're a midcourt. I was at the game on Sunday because I am Swift's biggest fan, number one. And this is such a triggering thing for me as a mid-quarter in a past life. Ali got called for not holy within at one point, and I was like, I feel like umpires call that when they want to call that because I feel like it's never.
Yeah,
like,
so
no one's ever holy within.
I think hers actually, she was out. I find it an annoying rule, but then I also get it because it's like otherwise you could just take the center pass from anywhere. So you have to obviously have a spot. But the thing was with her is that like the one foot has to at least be completely in the circle. What she did was one foot was like totally out, which is fine. Right. People do that.
Yeah, that's
her
what
other foot that she tried to throw off of was sort of half out of the circle.
Right.
And
okay.
So
yeah, from my angle, it looked like she had the one foot in, the one foot out. And I was like,
I think I sort of saw it on the broadcast and I was like, oh no. Nah. Like, and I think, happens. I feel like when someone's trying to like run back really quickly and like get it going and like get the momentum.
Yeah.
The one that I don't know about though is the one that happened to her where the ball came back to her at the center pass and she kind of like was in the circle and kind of caught it and then dropped it and then regained it. And it was a replay. And I thought it was sort of hard because it was like out of, like the play hadn't started. But I think that's why you usually, I guess, try and take the ball when you're not already standing in the circle.
Yeah, right, okay, yeah.
But
again,
like these, and this is probably just for like an alley that hasn't played as much. Like it's like, you usually probably gather the ball outside the circle, run into the circle with it and then take it. But I was like, oh my God, I felt so bad. I was like two in a row. She'd had like the not holy within and then the one where she replayed it. But I think that one sometimes I feel like they let you get away with. Like they'll restart it if you do the replay one.
Yeah.
Whereas the not holy within, I mean, it is a stupid rule in a way because it's like it doesn't make any difference to like the game. But I guess they're saying, well, how are we going to stop people from taking the center pass from like right on the transfer
it's,
line?
It's just, I don't know. Because from where I was confused. And then I was like, did it change? Like, do you have to have the 2 feet in? And then everyone else had the 1 foot in. I'm like, what is, I just.
I actually think it has. I think in the past you had to have both lines of like your legs going through centre, if that makes sense. So whereas now they're like, no, you just have to have one part of your body, like one foot sort of completely in. But yeah, it is, again, it's such an annoying rule. And I do feel like though umpires, like I think there's certain players that do it all the time and never get picked up. And then I think sometimes an umpire will randomly be like, oh, now I'm going to watch for that and decide to pick it up. So
I think one of their players called it out as well.
Yeah, right.
They called it, sorry.
Yeah, like one of their players said it.
So drew attention to it,
I'm like, how do you have time for that?
Seriously, impressive.
Okay, back to yours, Proudy. We've got 5 minutes left on this one. What was you saying we haven't even talked about? Is it what I think it's going to be?
Shamira.
Yeah, Shamira.
Baby Sterling Humphrey.
The biggest shock of life.
Is in the waters. Honestly, there's so much babiness.
So much babiness. So
you're just a role model, man.
Honestly, I'm like, God, talk about big names in netball having babies. Like,
hey,
come on,
but there's going to be so many netty babies born this year that'll grow up the same age and you can all play together.
I know. Although she's having a boy, but he can also, that's the he can play. Sorry, I shouldn't say that. But yeah, amazing. And like crazy that she's obviously played like three games. Mm. Like, I feel like she's kind of the only, am I correct in saying out of everyone, like obviously Emily Mannix played out the season. Like I didn't start. I wouldn't start.
But you didn't start preseason.
I didn't start anything. I've been in off season for 2 years. I think someone asked me the other day, they were like, someone that I know is pregnant. And they were like, how long are you going to work for? Like, I think up until like 37 weeks, like, how do you think you would have gone if you worked like up until 37 weeks? I was like, well, I didn't work from week one. So I don't know what it's like to be pregnant.
It's so true.
I was just rocking up to netball. And I'm like, if you call that work, I guess I was sort of working, but not from like a technical.
Did you guys see, I don't know if it's drama or if it's just Fox trying to create a headline, but I saw Fox put out a quote and it was, I think it was from someone at Thunderbirds, and they said
Taylor Williams saying
tendonitis was real but it was convenient, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah, I feel like they worded that kind of like poorly. I feel like she almost would have said it like kind of tongue-in-cheek, like as a bit of like a, no, she really did have it, but like, hey, it was convenient in the end too. Like, but I feel like when you read it written out, I thought the exact same thing. Classic was kind of like, hey, way to throw her under the bus.
Yeah,
sounds
like she was like throwing shade at her.
Yeah, I thought so too, but I was like, I thought they just didn't kind of word it in the right way.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's how I interpreted it.
I just thought I didn't know if there was anything to that. I just thought I'd pick out.
Because do we know? I mean, she obviously will be due. Wait, we don't even know when she's due or how far along or anything.
It is this year, I believe. Like,
I don't think they announced how long.
No, that's what I thought. I remember trying to see something. For some reason, I thought like October or something, but I could be very wrong. Maybe I saw someone else put out October.
We're using our hands to try and count
the months. How long is a pregnancy? I don't know, because you just don't know.
Wow. Real athletic babies born in 2025.
But hey, and if anyone can come back like firing, it'll be her. She'll just come back like as if nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. Yeah, congrats, Shamira. And now we see what the Thunderbirds kind of do from here.
It's a big hole.
Maddie Ibbs, if you were the coach of the Thunderbirds, what would be your defensive lineup now?
Ooh.
That's a great question.
They've got Tilly Garrett, they've got Wilson, and who else have they got?
They've got that Santa Marie or the South African girl, new South African.
But is she a replacement or was she always in the team?
She's now kind of officially the replacement, isn't she? Oh, I don't know. Was she the 11th player?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, replacement.
I don't know. I rate Tilly and Wilson, but I don't know what way you'd go. Does Tilly more a goalkeeper than?
Wait, did you watch the game on the weekend?
Me, no. Was that on
Saturday? They played Jessa mostly, didn't they?
Was that on Saturday? Yeah. I'm sorry, I was too busy roaring with the Tigers. Claws out. All right, I'm busy.
Sorry.
No, I didn't watch all that. Okay. Sorry,
no judgment.
Yeah, I almost think I haven't seen enough of Visa, but I almost think, like a Tilly and Latanya in the circle with, like, say, Hannah Petty on the wing, I think would maybe be nearly their strongest. And then bringing Visa on is kind of like an impact because she's a bit taller and that. But I'd even be tempted to put Lattie into keeper or something just to have a fly.
That's like, what I was wondering, if she played keeper.
But against, obviously, you probably need that more against you can't do that against a Fever or probably a Swifts or anything like that.
They got Firebirds this week, so that's another big one.
All right, just quickly before we get into our tips, hot off the press, while we were swapping Zoom calls, I did just get a phone call from my brother, who's with Barry. Because I did ask my permission and consent. I said, can I talk about you on the pod? And can I say Mary without saying Mary's name? And then he called and she was in the car giggling. And she said, you can only do it if Maddie Proud follows me back on Instagram.
So what's her name? Mary123.
I'll send you both your profiles afterwards.
Done.
Actually, before we do our games, goals, instructions, should we do our tips now?
Yes, let's do them.
Turn up. We didn't do them last week. Oops.
Brandon, there was a bye round again.
I would have.
We did do them because it was a split round. Remember, we did them all in one and the other one.
No,
we did the split round, but not last weekend.
Oh, sorry.
I was going to say it's just 15. So does that count for anything? Probably not.
Okay. Sorry. We don't have one for round 4, but I'm sorry, guys. All right. Round 5. Ready to go.
Round 5.
Can you read out the games?
I've got them up if you need.
Oh. I can be. Tips Master.
You be the adjudicator.
I want Tips Master as the name.
Okay, Tips Master, what is round game 1?
Game 1, we have the Firebirds in Queensland versus the other birdies, Thunderbirds. Both are coming off losses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did the Thunderbirds lose to?
Giants. And they also travelled again. So they're going back-to-back travel weeks, if that plays into your...
I'm going Thunderbirds by 3. I just don't see them losing 2 in a row.
Okay. 3 in a row.
I was also going to go Thunderbirds. I'll go by 5.
T-Birds?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Number 2, we've got the Fever in Perth taking on the Mavericks.
Fever by 8.
Think about it next time. Jesus.
I'll say Fever by 12. Purely because Janelle's back.
Yeah.
That's fair.
The J effect.
Yeah. That is very much allowed. Sunny Coast Lightning in Sunny Coast v Giants.
I think this will be a decent game.
I agree. Was very impressed with the Giants. I thought they played really well.
Did she play the younger kind of side that I was talking about the other week?
No. Joe was very MVP. Clever. I felt sorry for Vista on her because I'm like, Joe's a smart little cookie.
Yeah. And I just thought their midcourt played really well. I thought like Amy Sliger shut Georgie Horges down really well. So I think her against like a Liz will be an interesting matchup.
Are they still playing Erin O'Brien over Tilly?
Erin O'Brien actually had a ripper. She played really well, I thought.
That's what I was hoping to hear that because that will consider my tips, you know.
I think, though, that Lightning are in some hot form. I'm going to go Lightning by 4.
It's fine.
I can go first. I can go 6. I'll go by 6. You go by 4.
I mean, it's really not a big deal.
Okay. All right. Well, you can both go by 5.
Yeah.
Okay, and then
that'll be a close game, though. I still think that'll be a close game.
Yes, I do agree. And then we've got Swifties versus Vixens. Classic Mother Day special, you know?
Swifts.
The Mother's Day special for the Sergeant McInnes Cup.
I'm actually going to go by, I'm going to say 8.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think I was going to go like 12.
Oh, wow.
I sense a little bit of I don't have pressure on you. I just think that you guys are we're so good. Like we're so
Lick it.
We can't be beaten. And I just I don't know, there's something the Vixens just aren't quite there this year. Like I think I even think like some of Simone's changes and things like that. Like I haven't really seen that from her before, in the way that she kind of Anyway, I think it'll start as a good game, but I think kind of like what happened last week. Like I think Swifts at the moment are just too good.
You guys can tip against. It's fine.
No,
my feelings will not be hurt.
I'm actually this is one of my more confident tips this week with this weekend. I think our shooting circle is superior. Not superior, but against their defense, I think you know what Swift's I mean.
Kiss.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if they have the defense at the moment to shut.
I look forward to proving you right.
Happy Mother's Day, bitches.
If this podcast comes out after and we lose, it's not going to age well.
Very true. Very true.
But that's okay.
Okay, gains, goals, obstructions.
Let's do it.
Yes.
All right. We're going to start Maddie Turner. What is your obstruction?
Obstruction. I don't know if I have many obstructions this week.
Must be nice.
Oh, sorry. I'll try to think of something. Oh, actually, Maddie Ibs was meant to come over this week, but she hasn't.
Wow. Okay. First of all, I thought I'd just be invited. I'm not going to invite myself over all the time. Second of all,
if we tell you the door is open, the door is open.
I know, but I've taken advantage of Maddie Turner a lot the last few weeks. So
I'm holding your ASIC shoes hostage.
To be fair, I also thought I was coming over to watch a certain few episodes of Game of Thrones. So
yeah, we haven't watched any this week.
That's what I thought I was tying that up with. Like, don't hate me.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever.
I actually had a really busy.
No, but I am grateful that you came to our friendly friends and family thing after the game.
So I was the last one there.
I know.
Do you know what always makes me feel good is when I'm talking to people like Turner and Soph and they have to sit down so they're eye level with me standing.
Also, just so because they've just played the game and they probably just want to be off their feet too. That's okay.
That too. But yeah,
actually, wait. I have a real obstruction. Sorry, okay. Not a fake one. I thought of something. After the games. From now on at KRA, we're not actually allowed a sign anymore.
So have they culled that completely?
Yeah, like, so we're not allowed a sign on court. What? We're not allowed to be like.
Oh, that's why you were outside.
Yeah, we're not allowed to, like, we used to be in little pens and they would like file down. Not allowed to do that anymore. So we have to go outside to sign, which is fine. But like, one, if it's raining, it's going to be bad. As soon as it starts getting freezing, it's going to be bad. Yeah, so they like all the fans line up after the game. And I feel like it's going to start getting people. Like, you know, the kids just like will leave the stadium early to go line up.
Why have they stopped?
Yeah, and so do you guys
Safety reasons, security. Well,
I'm like,
they're like
10-year-old girls. That's not what I was like thinking. Chaos. Like, exactly. And do you guys do it straight away or do you go back, like do your debrief, do the song, do the showers, like
no, so now we go do the signing. All the like, extras go, we do the signing. Then we go back to the change room, do ice baths, coach's address, and then we go back to the family and friends thing. So it's like lots of like.
I was gonna say it also makes your night like after the game so long.
How have they realized this like 5 years into this contract that it's a security risk? Like,
they just said we can't do it anymore.
I don't wanna do this anymore.
And then originally it was gonna be like 3 players allowed a sign, and that's it.
Oh.
Like, it's silly. I don't know. But I feel like footy crowds do it.
Everyone does it, yeah.
Yeah, so if anyone's got some suggestions, all ears, or if people are wondering why we're doing that, that's why.
Good obstruction.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry. I had for a great obstruction. Time.
No, but I mean, like, that did make for a good obstruction, so frustrating. Anyway, that's bizarre. Proudy.
My obstruction is related to the car that we have here. So I think Maddie Turner already knows this story. But long story short, we've got this massive car that we've been given, which is amazing. But the car park that we have downstairs is tiny. So it's been a bit of like a issue. Like, and we're thinking, God, once we have a baby, how are we going to work this out? Whatever. So that's kind of been front of mind. However, that's not what this story relates to. But I'm just more giving context of like being careful while in the car has been at the forefront in what we've been doing. Yep. Anyway, on Friday, I wanted to go to this shopping. Yes, let's do some shopping. I have gone into this car park and the car park itself is tiny. It's like one of those, I don't know, things over here, like in the UK, like the lanes are so small. Everything's just tiny. Anyway, so I'm going around and it's like one of those ones where you have to go up and up and up and up and up because there's so many. And this car behind me just kept like beeping me anytime. Like I tried to do that because the corners are so sharp. A few times I had to sort of like stop, go back a little bit to go again. Anyway, this car has like, anytime I've even started to go back, and they're like a fair way back, they've like started beeping, beeping, beeping. I'm like, oh my God. So I'm like high stress, high alert, like chaos. I'm like sweating. I go to turn this one corner, so I'm like, screw it, I'm going to go and try and find a park. Same thing happens. I'm like, I can't quite get around this corner because I need to like go back and readjust. I start to go back there, like this time, like aggressively honking. I was like, oh my God, oh, okay. No. So I go to go straight, and what happens? I scrape the whole side of the car. I'm like crying, like hormones, like emotional, like, oh my God. I'm like messaging Daniel. I'm like, I've crashed the car. He's thinking I've like died in a car crash. I'm like, oh no, I've just scraped it in a car park. Anyway, so that's happened. I'm like, bloody hell. I'm like, anyway, eventually I got to the very top floor, park the car. I'm like, I'm here now. I might as well like make the most of it. So I go around to the shops. I'm trying to find all these different things. I really want to get like some nursing bras and things like that. Literally found nothing. Came back with like three pairs of undies or something just because I felt like I needed to like get something. I then go to leave, and again, because I'm parked like right up on the top floor, is like a maze to get to. I'm going to leave this car park, and you know how in Australia you usually just like pay as you exit, like you tap your phone,
yeah,
exit,
best,
whatever.
Yeah.
This time I'm like driving, and like I saw one sign as I went out that was kind of like, "Have you paid?" And I'm thinking, "Oh, they must just have that because they like encourage some people to like pay before they leave." Anyway, of course, I get to the gate, the boom gate to leave, and it doesn't let you pay at the gate. You have to have paid before you go. So I'm there. I'm like, what do I do? Like, I can't do. And so I'm like, I'm trying to like reverse out of like the long thing. But again, like with this car, I'm like hitting the curb. I'm like scraping the tires again. And eventually like one of the guys that like works at the shopping center is there, and he's kind of like waving at me, and I like ride right down my window. I'm like, I didn't get my ticket. I don't know what to do. He's like, you just have to leave your car here. At this stage, this car's coming in behind me. I'm like halfway down the thing. I've had to like turn the car off in the middle of the lane, sprint to the pay machine to pay to get my ticket. I'm then like running/waddling back to get in this car. And I had to pay like $15 something to park there. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a bloody expensive shopping trip because I'm going to have to pay to fix this car as well. And I'm like, and you know when you're like, I'm just like a ball of sweat. Like I'm just like shaking. I'm like, this is just not it. I was like, I am never driving in this godforsaken place again.
So, yeah, they left the house since.
The image of that makes me sad.
I've driven like once since, but the thing is as well, we haven't got the car fixed yet because we're worried that like, if I go into labor, we're going to need this car to go to the hospital. So we're sort of driving around with this, like, I mean, it's not terrible. It's like you can tell a bit of the paint's been taken off, but like, I had to drop, I guess it's like a cricket car as well. Like, we'll obviously have to go through them. I like dropped Daniel at cricket the other day, and I had to kind of like, I just like went into like a little bit of the driveway. I was like, I don't want anyone to see me with this.
No judgment.
I know. So anyway.
Oh, that made me really sad. Just like
thank you, Maddie.
Overly pregnant woman just having to wait.
I know.
To
it's just like all the hormones, and I'm like so emotional. I'm like, what's going on? All for freaking three pairs of undies that I didn't even need. Oh.
Comfiest undies you'll ever have, I'm sure.
I hope so.
That's so funny. I was trying to think of an obstruction this whole time that's not just like basic and boring, like my nose is blocked. So here's one that's ridiculous. So as you guys are aware, my Tigers are on the up.
Oh yeah,
right, they're building something,
it's rare
momentum, claws are out, hashtag roll. And I was like the other day, who was I talking to? I don't know, maybe it was Sophie Fawns or something, or maybe it was you, Turner. You wouldn't have known I was thinking this, but I was talking about how I want to go to Europe next year. Being like, oh, yes. 30th year, I want to treat myself. And I'm like trying to think of when I want to go, blah, 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 blah. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, what if the Tigers make the finals?
What?
Because what if I can't go and I've waited 20 years and I can't make the finals of the grand final? Like, I would actually have to fly back.
Would you fly back? Yeah, I was going to say, what would you do?
I'd really battle with the decision. My obstruction is thinking about something a year and a half away.
I love that. I feel that's really good planning.
That's how we overthink up here. And you guys wonder why I don't sleep. anyway, goals, Trina.
Goal. I don't know.
No, sorry, game. Let's go game first. Okay. Game first.
Perfect, because I'll try to think of a goal by the time we get back around. obstructions. I mean, no. What's your one?
Gains.
Sorry, I've lost the plot. My gain is to have a good sleep. That's my goal. Oh my God, I've actually lost it. Gain. I don't know, but we do this thing before gym every, sorry.
No, I know what this is. Is this the thing that you were talking about the other week? The singing?
I don't know. No, not that. Sorry. That could be the next one. I actually, okay, I'll go into that. My game is we do Swift's karaoke every week.
Yes.
And so everyone's gonna pick a song, and then you pass on to the next person.
What did you end up choosing?
Well, this is my game. Like me being me, classic. What song would I pick?
Lion King.
Frozen.
No.
Moana.
I've already done that one. I went with Tequila.
Oh, I told you
Because
tequila. You took my idea.
it has three words in it.
Yeah.
And the funniest part was that we put it on, and then like people who don't know this, I'm like, oh, I've got to get the lyrics up, get the lyrics up. So Grace working has like looked up the lyrics, and she's like, what?
It's
Anyway,
genius.
I got
That's
told
so good.
off, so I had to change it to Smash Mouth.
I'm a believer.
I know I went with
All star.
All Star classic.
Yeah,
All Stars.
good on them.
Yeah.
No,
I wanted to do Hallelujah, Hallelujah, but I just don't think it would have flowed well after Tequila. So I'll save that.
Save that one
I'll
for
work my way down the Shrek playlist is my goal.
later. Yeah, nice.
What a great playlist.
But I was also going to say, because we've got time and it's story time, we do this thing before gym time where there's questions and you have to answer the question that's on the board. And it can be stupid. Like it was the classic like man versus 100 men versus a gorilla, who's going to
Yeah.
win? And you have to like
Wait,
put your
someone
votes in.
kept asking that on our chat. As in, like on the
Yeah.
Mad Chatter questions. Someone kept, I think it was Indy, someone kept asking that. But I mean, I think it's a no-brainer. Of course, 100 men will beat a gorilla.
That's what I said, but apparently not. Everyone else voted gorilla. Weird.
Oh. Do
Do
the
the
men
men
did
have
you guys see
weapons?
what Sunshine Coast Lightning's Robert Irwin put out about it?
Yes, and I have a bit of, that's a bit weird. I'm like,
Oh, I'm
it's
not
a bit,
afraid. He was like,
really?
why are we all asking? Why? What are we all doing to like? What is it to save gorillas?
Like endangered species.
A classic Robert
But
Irwin answer, but I kind of was like,
except, come on, Robert, it's not real. We're just asking it theoretically.
the question, our last question, and I feel like you guys would like this. If you could, like, have a minor inconvenience happen to your worst enemy, what would be that minor inconvenience? So, like, some of the answers were like having sand in your bed every night, not having water pressure,
That's a great
like hard
question.
enough water pressure for your whole life. Burning your tongue on every meal.
Oh my God. Or like
It's great.
having an ulcer for like the rest of your
Oh, yeah.
life. Or like a little cut on like between one of your fingers, like a paper
I said every
cut.
time you do your hair tie snaps.
That is so good. That
You
is
like the
so
idea of like always having a blocked nose at night or something.
Because
Yeah. Oh, because you never know how good you have it until you have a blocked nose and you're like, this is my 13th reason.
that's true.
I mean,
But
I
yeah, have
like
a
the
think.
idea of like a hot water one, but it's like you don't know. So every time you go to turn the shower on, you're like waiting for it to be hot and then it never gets hot. So it's like not only have you got
Oh!
a cold shower, but you've got the
What about like
anticipation.
every time they send a message, it goes to the wrong person or something?
I
Or like one word always autocorrects to like a swear word.
Oh
Oh, that's a great
I was like,
question.
it's a
I'm gonna
great
come
question.
back. Yeah, let's come
The
back next
follow
week
up
with a few
question though
more.
is who is your enemy? So many, there's a list.
That's a good question.
But yeah, Helen
Oh.
said that no, Helen's was if you fart in public, arrows shoot out of the sky to poison you or something
So creative.
Only Helen would think
We're
that.
like, is that minor? We're like, that's not minor.
Yeah,
I
that's
was gonna say
pretty big, yeah.
that's quite a big
That's
production.
so funny.
Yeah. So yeah, have a think, guys, because I feel like it's a bit creative.
Oh, that's great.
Crowdy, I don't know how you're gonna top that game, but give it a crack.
I don't know. My game's gonna be this weekend. The girls over here are actually throwing me my like fourth baby shower.
Oh, mine's
I've
mine
had literally
until.
like four. Honestly, yeah, Maddie, I can't believe you've actually not come to one, considering I've had four. You've had so many opportunities to come to one.
Trigger, trigger.
But no. Yeah, it's just like a brunch sort of lunch thing with some of the girls. And they've been, yeah, so lovely over here, which has been really nice. So
Oh.
yeah, excited for that.
Are you driving there or?
I'll be walking. I will be walking. And then hopefully we've said the plan is eat my big brunch and then go straight into labor. That'll be ideal.
I don't know. I feel like I think of really good things during the week for this podcast. And then I get here and I'm like, I don't have anything.
It's really like a working doc and working doc that we all fill out throughout the week.
I used to make notes on my phone and then.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll give you a couple small ones that can equal a big one. Okay. The first one is last weekend, obviously, I had a Tigers win and a Swifts win and was able to watch both games and it was just a wonderful feeling. The second thing is that the election's over. So that means I don't get any more texts from Trumpet. Proud of you.
I never got any.
You might not know what that is, but. The Trumpet of Patriots kept sending texts without consent every freaking day. And the third one will be, I'm going to throw it back 2 weeks to after I went to the Tigers Sharks game and we won in Golden Point. That was also amazing. But then I went and saw Hans Zimmer with our very musically gifted friend, Sarah Clow. And it was just magical.
Yeah. Have you heard about Sophie Fawns not getting asked?
Yeah, I know. I've got to message her about that.
Yeah, I feel like you hurt some feelings.
Yeah, no, I will message her about that. But it in my defense,
she's got bigger fish to fry at the moment. So yeah. Before, doesn't she guys?
According to pre pod, yeah, she does.
That's an inside scoop.
Anyway, I do have some reasons, not for why I didn't invite her, but why I didn't get the stuff. Anyway, this was meant to be something for next year. I also thought the concert was next year, not this April. So
anyway, you and your dates.
No, I know. I'm all over the shop. That's my goal to get better my dates. Anyway, Turner, your goal.
I still don't have one, but I feel like I gave 2 games, so that's really good enough.
Well done, Mads. Well done. Proud of you. All right, mine's to have no more car accidents and to have this baby ASAP Rocky.
See, I can't compete with that. I can't compete with that.
Neither can I. What do you want me to say to that?
No, I feel like you have something random.
No, I don't. My goal is to unlock my nose somehow. Anyway, okay, has anybody got anything else to say before we wrap up the podcast?
I do. Perfect podcast don't exist. Maddie, Maddie, oh, Maddie, Maddie.